This is war. And if you're waiting around for a quick little rapture fix to get you out of this mess, you are not a soldier in this battle. Pastor Wade Trimmer said this about the modern Christian church. "We're the only team I've ever played on that preaches a victorious Christ and roots for the opposition, the Antichrist, to win so that we can get off the field. After all, the quicker they fry, the quicker we fly." Psh, he's right. Think about it. For the last 50 years, the church has been throwing Super Bowl parties and playing Twister in youth group, while the left has taken crucial battlefield after battlefield. Abortion, same-sex marriage, pornography, education, removing God from the public square. The left has been advancing and claiming more and more territory, while we have attended church and been content to wait for Jesus to come back. This is not the attitude or teaching of Scripture. Jesus said, "Occupy till I come." He didn't say, "Hide till I come" or "hunker down till I come." What are you doing to occupy and build his kingdom till he returns? What would happen to our world if the 80 million evangelicals who were praying, "Come quickly, Lord Jesus," were at the abortion factories every day praying and witnessing? I'll tell you, abortion would end. What if the 80 million evangelicals said we would boycott the internet until pornography is banned and obscenity laws are enforced? I guarantee you in a skinny minute, internet porn would be dealt a huge blow. 80 million customers are a lot of customers. But we're too busy entertaining ourselves on our phones and watching television to build God's kingdom on the earth. We're too busy arguing about whether we're Calvinists or Armenians to unite and change things. Have you ever noticed how soldiers on the front lines of a battle don't have time for petty squabbles? They're too busy rescuing the perishing for pettiness. If you've got time for pettiness, you need to enlist in the army. You need to get on the front lines. Before long, you'll have so many darts and bullets coming at you and bouncing off you by God's Spirit that you will care less about doctrinal divisions and petty differences. We must unite if we want to win this war for our children, our morals, our freedom, and our culture. Do you want your kids to grow up in an America where the Bible is hate speech and you're thrown in jail for preaching it? Canadians are already being placed in jail for preaching what the Bible says on homosexuality. If you just lie down and take it, what's next? Do you want your kids to grow up in an America where our country's leaders are open Muslims and where speaking against Islam is a hate crime? Our country is being transformed before our eyes by godless Marxist social engineers whose idols are Alfred Kinsey, Barack Obama, and Saul Alinsky. Will you sit silent and let them succeed? No, not on my watch. My children and grandchildren will know I worked tirelessly to proclaim the gospel, push back the darkness, and keep our country free. Social Marxists are praying, hexing, voodooing, seancing, or whatever they do, that you don't read this book, because it is a threat to their comfortable existence. In Not On My Watch, I will show you how to win against the left's attack on free speech, the left's obsession with the sexualization of children, and the left's attack on natural marriage. I'm sick of losing to the left. I'm grieved watching my country's morality and founding principles get flushed down the toilet of political correctness and perversion. I'm done with sucking my thumb after the social Marxists win another Twitter boycott campaign or another million vagina hatters show up for a protest march.